This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Big news this week that China's pork production is dropping significantly. Arlen Suderman from Intel FC Stone projects a 40 to 50% reduction in hog production there over the next 12 to 24 months. I have another source. It agrees with the trend, but maybe not the amount. He also says the U.S. market for meat protein has already benefited from the reduction in Chinese production because of their outbreaks of African swine fever.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts presented a program for cattle producers that Ron Hayes from the Oklahoma Ag Network recorded.
50% of the world's supply of pork is in China. If you look at the U.S., the U.S. is the largest beef producer, and we're the largest poultry producer, and the third largest pork producer. So we have a major, major stake in here, as does the EU, and obviously Brazil's a pretty big player as well. Brazil's not near as big a player, though, when you look at the pork side. More of that is in the EU, the U.S., and China. Now, we still have a trade situation going on. We're not trading very nicely with China, are we? Hopefully, we'll get some of this stuff settled in here sooner as opposed to later, where we can move this thing forward and open these markets up. But I want you to see this, though. Look at percentage of the production that we have. So China, as I mentioned, has half of the world's pork production. The EU has 21%, the US has 10%, and then you have a lot of other smaller contributors into that world pie. 2 weeks ago, news comes out, China's sow herd down sharply. China's projected pork production down sharply. I would tell you 20 to 25% reduction in China's pork supply would not be unlikely at all. It might be 30%. It might be 35%. None of us know how big this thing really could be in here by the time this thing plays out over the course of the next 12 to 24 months.
China's reduction far exceeds the ability of other countries to replace it. Barring trade disputes, the expansion of meat exports from the United States could be sharply higher in the year ahead.
So this is going to be a moving target in here for a period of time. The U.S. will get some benefit out of this, no doubt. We will export more pork. We think we could see a 500 to 700 million pound increase in U.S. pork exports this year. Last year we exported about 5.8 billion pounds. I'm not going to be surprised if it's 6.5 billion pounds, something along that line. Again, we think we'll be up 10, 12% on pork exports for the year. The futures markets, remember, they're futures markets. With the rally that we've had in the futures markets, they've already priced a lot of this in with what we've put into the futures in here in the August and the October contracts.
That's Randy Block from Cattle Facts. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.